welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. FAA, a few days back, finally released its rules on the proper protocol for use of drones, or UAVs, or UAS, for the more complete unmanned aerial systems. Research in those systems is what UK's Department of Ag Engineering and Biosystems has been doing for several years now, and Department Assistant Professor Michael Sama comments on the significance of the new regs.
For us on the research side, they're not so significant, but I think on the commercial side they are, because it alleviates a lot of the barriers in terms of being able to use UAS or drones for ag specifically. Really the main criteria now is that people that want to go out and fly over their fields just need to get their remote pilot certification, and then they can go out and buy a platform and actually do some flying.
He himself is not yet certified, but that's all about to change.
I'm in the process of actually getting a book, and I'm going to study and learn how to do it myself as well too, but I don't anticipate it to be too difficult. My understanding is it's going to be very similar to like the ground exam for a traditional pilot's license.
For a more complete synopsis of the FAA rules, do an online search for faa.gov/UAS. But Sama runs down the short list of do's and don'ts.
Things like 400 feet above ground and 100 miles an hour or slower and 55 pounds or less, those are kind of the main criteria. You also have to fly during the day, so 30 minutes before sunrise or 30 minutes after sunset.
More on unmanned aerial systems applied to farming in a minute. We'll be right back.
The federal government provides $150 billion a year to make higher education possible for anyone. Completing the free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA, is the first step to getting your share. But an estimated $40 million in financial aid is left on the table each year by Kentucky students. Don't let that happen to you.
Fill out the new and improved FAFSA today. Visit knowhowtogoky.org and join the conversation on Twitter, #knowhowtopayky. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
Over the last 2 or 3 years, we've featured Michael Sama and a farmer or two who's been dabbling in the use of UAVs on the farm. Sama says commercial enterprises will be taking off, but farmers can do it themselves too.
So I think a lot of people, what they're going to be doing is just flying simple cameras, taking pictures and video. You know, you can spot a lot from the air that you just can't see from the ground, and they'll use that as their kind of rough scouting, and then they can go to those areas and figure out what the issue is, and perhaps just more timely management on a larger scale than what could be done otherwise.
As unmanned systems become more widespread, he says it's not just good for the economy, but also for the environment.
The goal isn't necessarily to spray more stuff, it's to actually spray it in the right spot, or plant in the right spot, or control the right hybrid in the right spot, so that you always optimize for a very small location. And in the end, you probably will end up using less inputs because you're not just broadly applying things, hoping that you catch everything.
UAVs now cleared for takeoff. More coverage to follow. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.